the Church of Biloxi asks you to ordain this priest, Louis F. Kinneman, to the responsibility of the episcopate.
Have you a mandate from the Apostolic See?
We have.
Let it be read.
Your Excellency, Metropolitan Archbishop Rodi, Your Excellencies, Bishop Morin, Bishop Ose, Bishop Mulve, and Bishop-elect Kinneman, my brother archbishops and bishops, dear priests, deacons, consecrated religious and lay faithful of the Church in Biloxi, dear friends. Centuries ago, in his work, The Imitation of Christ, the German cleric Thomas a Kempis wrote, Homo proponit, sed Deus disponit. Man proposes, but God disposes. How grateful to God we are, Bishop-elect Kinneman, that you have fully recovered from your recent surgery and that we are, at long last, here together in this venerable cathedral of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, as you are ordained to the fullness of the priesthood and solemnly installed as the fourth bishop of Biloxi. And how beautiful it is that all the former bishops of this beloved diocese are present with us, including his first bishop, Bishop Joseph Lawson Ose. Here he is. Truly, with full hearts, in this beautiful Easter season, we can all joyfully sing Alleluia. On this wonderful occasion, it is good to recall the timeless words of the fathers of the Second Vatican Council as they reflected upon the role of the bishop in exercising his office of father and pastor. The bishop should be with his people as one who serves, as a good shepherd who knows his sheep and whose sheep know him, as a true father who excels in his love and solicitude for all, to whose divinely confirmed authority all readily submit. That's how it will be, isn't it? He should so unite and mold his flock into one family that all, conscious of their duties, may live and act in the communion of charity. Bishop-elect Kinneman, through the intercession of Saint Joseph the Worker and Saint Martin de Porres, patron saints of this local church, may you be for the clergy and people being entrusted to your pastoral care, and also for the community at large, a father, a pastor, a good shepherd, a brother, who is in his faithful episcopal ministry, will continue to build up this portion of the Lord's flock into a vibrant communion of charity. And it will be remiss on my part if I did not extend heartfelt gratitude to the third bishop of Biloxi, His Excellency Roger, I am actually hesitating how to pronounce it, you know. Morin or Morin?
Roger.
He does not know, he does not give What can we do? Your Excellency, thank you for your years of dedicated leadership. We all thank you very much for these years. In fact, yesterday was the 8th anniversary of his episcopal installation. Bishop Morin or Morin. May the good Lord continue to bless you in the years ahead.
Amen.
And now, with great joy, I will read for you the apostolic letter of appointment. You know, as always says, it is sent by the Pope. It's a letter which will be shown to you in Latin, signed by the Holy Father. But we, unless you want me to read it in Latin, we have written a nice and simple translation in good English. Francis, Bishop, servant of the servants of God, to our beloved son, Louis Kinnemann, from the clergy of the Diocese of Corpus Christi, and up to now, Vicar General there and pastor of St. Philip the Apostle Parish in Corpus Christi, appointed bishop of the ecclesial community of Biloxi, greetings and apostolic blessing. Each and every day, we fervently beseech God, our omnipotent Father, to direct the path of all the faithful on the course to holiness and to strengthen their minds and hearts with His grace. Indeed, at this time, we must make special provision for the flock in Biloxi, owing to the resignation of its former ordinary, our venerable brother, Roger Paul Morin. For this reason, in our desire to appoint a new shepherd to the church in Biloxi, we have turned our thoughts to you, beloved son. For in the zealous and diligent exercise of various posts in your pastoral ministry in the Diocese of Corpus Christi, you have clearly shown human and priestly virtues, a love for the church, doctrinal richness, and pastoral expertise. Therefore, by our apostolic authority, upon consultation with the Congregation for Bishops, we appoint you Bishop of Biloxi, conferring upon you the relative rights and imposing the respective obligations which are connected with this office. You may receive episcopal ordination from any Catholic bishop outside the city of Rome, the liturgical prescripts being observed. However, prior to this, you must make the profession of faith and take the oath of fidelity. I hope you have done it.
Yes.
Towards us and our successors, in accordance with the laws and norms of the Church. In addition, you must inform the clergy, we are doing that today, and the faithful of Biloxi about this, our decree, and we urge all of them to walk together with their new shepherd who has been given to them on the path of daily life, faithfully observing the divine precepts. Finally, beloved son, it is our earnest desire that you carefully carry out the new office being entrusted to you, proclaiming correctly to the flock entrusted to your pastoral care the truth of salvation. Given at Rome at St. Peter's on the 16th day of the month of December in the year of the Lord 2016, the fourth of our pontificate. And it is signed Francis.